It's almost a year since the first COVID-19 case was diagnosed in French Polynesia. It also was the first in the Pacific Islands. Maina Sage, who is a member of the French National Assembly, brought the virus from Paris, triggering a sharp lockdown. But once the virus had been eliminated, Tahiti and its island opened for tourists, but saw COVID-19 spread throughout the community and infect thousands. Now the borders have again been shut on orders from Paris. Looking back at the past year, I asked my colleague Walter Teufel how the pandemic unfolded in French Polynesia.
As travel restrictions were gradually rolled out across the region, like New Zealand, Fiji, New Caledonia and so on, French Polynesia joined ranks in mid-March. All events, including church services, were cancelled and parks were shut, but supermarkets, pharmacies, bakeries and service stations remained open. Flights were first reduced and for French Polynesians rushing home, a two-week quarantine was imposed. This was announced by the French High Commissioner Dominique Soura.
C'est la décision de mettre en quatorzaine l'ensemble des passagers à l'arrivée ici internationale, ici en Polynésie française.
The commission noted that tourists would stop coming if they were forced to spend 2 weeks confined to a room on arrival.
Ça va bien sûr supprimer les arrivées de touristes. Les touristes ne vont pas venir se mettre en quatorzaine ici.
Shortly afterwards, the last tourists were flown out and flights were cancelled.
And how successful was the lockdown?
Well, a curfew was imposed because too many people kept meeting for private events. Support was offered for most of those losing their jobs, and within a month, the virus was reported to be contained. Restrictions were eased very slowly and schools reopened, with many still fearful of a possible reemergence of the virus. In this first wave of COVID-19, 62 infections were recorded, but no fatality. With tourism as a key source of revenue dead, it didn't take long until plans were drawn up to reopen the territory. And in July, French Polynesia opened its borders and abolished the quarantine requirements.
Prise du tourisme international ne peut pas se faire avec
the tourism minister Nicole Bouteau said it was not possible to ask tourists to stay in quarantine.
And how quickly did COVID-19 return?
Within weeks it was in the community. It spread to thousands, with case numbers soaring into the hundreds every day. More than 130 people died and dozens of patients were in hospital at any one time. Despite the surge in case numbers, we're talking here about 18,000 in total, the emergency wards managed to cope. Tourism had a partial revival, with visitors arriving from the US and France, as Tahiti proved to be very popular with the oligarchs from the US. After a peak late last year, case numbers began to drop off, with daily infections now down to at times single digits on a single day. While France had lockdowns, French Polynesia's tourism industry could operate, but this came to a halt a month ago. France ordered another travel shutdown to non-EU countries and this time included French Polynesia.
And what's the significance of that? What's the impact of that?
Well, tourism has again been collapsed and there is no timeline as to when international travel can resume. The government has just relaunched an assistance scheme, which is now planned to be rolled over monthly until possibly the end of June. Vaccinations are also being rolled out and so far almost 7,000 people have had at least one jab. On balance, French Polynesia has been the only South Pacific destination to receive tourists during the past year. It's also been the region's place worst hit by COVID-19.
Fafetai Lava, Walter. That was Senior RNZ Pacific journalist Walter Zweifel.